Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Ed, John Scott, you got me?
I got you.
Going up against, I know not you specifically, but you guys are going up against a former teammate in Shaq Lawson. How have things been different around the locker room without Shaq and his ways?
Well, you know, Shaq, he's just a strong presence. You know, you just always hear him in the locker room. He always arguing or talking trash or doing something. So you kind of miss that little, you know, he had a little edge about him too. So you kind of just miss that character aspect in the locker room. But we got a lot more. So, but he is truly missed, though. That's my dog.
Yeah. What kind of an impact did he have on you, your rookie season, and helping out?
Just an aspect of just go out there and leave it all on the line. Just when you go out there, just play like you on the field, because that's just the mindset that he has. Just like when Crane go on the field, Crane will talk to anybody and everybody. And y'all know that to be true. So a little bit of that just wore off on me just being around him. Yeah, we out here. So just a little bit of that wore off on me.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Big Ed Oliver, Mookie Hawkins, World Force Sports 1080. How you doing?
All right, yourself?
Hey, man, I got one of those halo lights, man.
For real?
See, I got one of those lights.
Us darker skin, you know what I'm saying? We need that extra light, you know?
You know, we need that. We need that to bring right. that out. I'm far from a model, but I definitely
right, you know
got
what I'm saying?
One,
I ain't got a good haircut, you know what I'm saying? It's the middle of the week. I need at least a light or something.
I don't need no light to shed on this fluff right here. But
right.
No, getting the football, week one is finally out of the way. I mean, how excited was you to finally really get out there and hit somebody?
It was just a surreal moment. You take it back to July, and I'm like, man, ain't no way we playing football. And to actually see what it looked like and see what it feel like to play with no fans and get out there. And it was just a blessing just to even be here. So much less play when it wasn't looking good. So,
right. Now, I mean, you know, obviously they're doing a good job. You know, Dr. Seals and company, you know, the Fauci of the NFL, they're doing an excellent job of keeping you guys safe with, you know, everything that's going on. But, you know, we talking football. You guys took care of business. Week one, y'all took care of business. Moving on to week two, how do Coach Frazier keep you guys hungry yet humble to go out there and duplicate what you did last week?
Stick to the process, stick to the basics, do our job, compete and practice just like it's game day. And when you got a culture like we got here, I mean, it's easy. Like, hard work is just in us. That's just what we do. So every day we go to work and we have that same mindset to go to do our 111 and do our job and do it to the best of our ability.
Absolutely, man. So, hey, can't wait to see you get that first sack. You know, I think it was it Miami?
Yes, sir.
You got your first
this year we
got
to start it off way faster than last year, you know. Supposed to have a couple last weeks. We ain't going to talk about that. On to the next. And hopefully I get on the board next week. And I don't got to wait till – I don't know what game it was when I got my first one last year, but it took long enough. Hopefully this weekend – I mean, this year, we start fast and finish strong.
That's right. Double up, man. Good luck this week.
Yes, sir. Double up. Yeah, you heard him.
And time to get that halo, too.
All right.
Hey, Matt Fairburn here. You mentioned there being close to a few sacks.
Right.
You know, being around the football and just being in the backfield. How much different did it feel on Sunday compared to maybe where you were a year ago? How much more comfortable are you out there?
It just – We had a lot of new guys, new faces. A lot of guys helped me grow in a short period of time that I had to work with those guys. Like I say, I did a lot of growing from last year to this year. So what you don't know, you don't know. And I mean, just the little things could just take you from being 2 feet away to get you within 6 inches of the quarterback. And it ain't about being 6 inches away from the quarterback. It's about getting them on the ground. So that's where I'm trying to go this year. I need them on the ground.
What do you remember about playing against Ryan Fitzpatrick and just what he brings as a quarterback? He's been doing this a long time.
He's just like a firecracker. Like, he could do anything. You never know what you're going to get from him. He's just a juice guy. Like, he want to make the big play. He the guy, like, that get his team going. Like, so you really just got to account for him. You can't not account for him, because with him, it ain't no telling what you get. He might take off running and ladder the ball. You never know just what you're going to see out of him or what you're going to get.
What'd you make of the job that your own offense did last week, your own quarterback, and the way they were moving the ball?
I guess that's just what they do. That's what I've been seeing out camp out of those guys. They did a great job. They put up 27 points. They do that every game this year. I think with our defense, we can win every game.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, Dad Brown, WRLC in Rochester, man. Good to see you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Cool. It's always hard to get ready for a team week two. You haven't seen much film. How much harder for this running game, because all the running backs are new, the coordinator's new, the system's new. How difficult is it to prepare for this running game this week?
You just gotta be prepared for it all. I mean, we went back when the last time this offensive coordinator was coaching him, and we seen him and we watched him and kind of like got a little bead on him. So, I mean, you just got to be ready for whatever they throw at us. I guarantee we went over.
So Chan's last team was the Jets, right? Are you watching Jets film for a second week in a row? Because that's where he was last time.
Yeah. I think he was, 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, hey, you gotta watch it all.
Hey, a different topic. You know, first game without fans, and it's much quieter in the stadium. The defensive tackle. You're right on top of the center, right on top of the quarterback. Uh-huh. Was it a whole lot easier to listen to calls and checks and audibles? And did you get caught up in trying to guess and learn that stuff at all?
I ain't gonna say if it was or wasn't. Somebody might have been watching, but but it definitely was different. I think going to play in Miami, I think they can have some, like, how many fans can they have? Like
13,000. Yeah.
13,000. So I think going from playing in Miami where there is fans, it might spoil you coming back to Buffalo where we're not allowed to have fans yet. I think that's the biggest difference between going to play with fans or without fans. But other than that, I mean, they had music going. It is what it is, man. I'm just be happy to play the game, to be honest with you. So it really don't bother me much.
Do you think 13,000 fans are going to make much of a difference? I mean, there's, you know.
Still, any energy is energy, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a big play, you can hear somebody. Because, like, on the TV copies, which is really weird, I watched a couple games on TV copy, and they pump in crowd noise, but when you're there, it ain't no crowd noise. So, like, it's just a little weird stuff like that, like actually hearing fans. I'm pretty sure they probably still pump in crowd noise at the game, I guess, because fans there. So they might – I don't know. But I guess it will be different. You can, like, see people in the stands or something. I don't know. I think it will spoil us a little bit.
It makes it feel a little more real, at least, with fans in the stands?
Right. Yeah.
Cool. Ed, thanks, man.
Hey, Ed, going back off of what Thad was saying, have you guys done anything differently in practice to prepare for the Dolphins, like you said, since there's a lot more unknown with this team?
Right. I wouldn't say anything drastically different. I would say we prepare at a high level, so just our preparation just prepares us for everything. Whatever we do from week to week is pretty much so the same, and we prepare the same way every week, you know.
All right, thanks.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.